You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Running a short-term rental business means wearing a lot of hats. And for many of you listening, you're a team of one. Guest communication, marketing, cleaning coordination, finances, it all falls on your shoulders.
And when you're bouncing between Airbnb, Vrbo, spreadsheets, and a dozen apps, things slip. You miss messages. You spend hours updating calendars, and you're left working in your business instead of on it.
That's why we're excited about Lodgify. It's built for hosts like you, solo operators and growing teams who want to simplify and professionalize their business.
With Lodgify, you can build a direct booking website you actually own. Sync all of your calendars in one place and automate guest communication and payments so nothing falls through the cracks.
And here's the bigger picture. In today's market, trust is everything. Guests want to know they're booking with a professional. Having your own direct booking site signals credibility, consistency, and long-term stability, things that matter more than ever.
So if you're ready to stop duct taping systems together and start running your rentals like a real business, check out Lodgify. Use our link in the show notes and code TFE20 to get 20% off yearly or bi-yearly plans.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer them every Tuesday here on the podcast. And this week, we're actually taking a question from our YouTube comments. And this is from Shaun Bartoo, S-H-A-U-N-E-B-A-R-T-O-O.
This is a zinger, a ringer, a humdinger. I am here for this question.
I cannot with you. I'll let you read it then.
I just made that up. I've never done that trifecta before.
Is that what that was?
A zinger, a ringer, and a humdinger. So good. All right, here's the question. I have an Airbnb. First of all, Sean, you have a short-term rental in a small town with a huge yearly festival, and it lasts a week. Is there any strategy to get a booking for that whole week? I would love that. I'm afraid I'm going to get the usual two nights stay person.
Such a good question. It's such a good example of when hosts need to think strategically. And Sean is zooming out, thinking about this annual event that happens and how he can be more strategic about how he leverages his short-term rental, his asset, to make more money.
Mm-hmm. So the short, quick answer is yes, you can force a week-long stay. Airbnb makes it simple to set a minimum stay requirement for that week. And you could also do this through your dynamic pricing software. However, that quick answer is not the best answer because it is not the full story. I almost want to say it's like the default thought that that would be the best reservation. Mm-hmm. And so we are here to flip the script. So we don't just, you know, we don't want to stop teaching you on where to click. We want to help you understand like why you're making that choice. So we could simply say, go in, create the week-long stay, be done with it. We are not set it and forget it because that is not the best strategy for you. So the assumption that you're making, Sean, is that the week-long stay would be the quote-unquote best scenario for your property during that festival. So here's what we want to talk about. For a week-long stay for that festival, we have some questions. Do people usually attend for the entire week, or are there high and low points? in demand. So all of you think about something similar to this in your area. We all have things similar to this. Again, do people usually attend for the entire week, or are there high and low points in demand? And if your usual two-night guests are consistently booking, that might reflect the actual demand pattern in your market for that event. So are those two nights the most in-demand nights of the week? Okay, for those two-night stays. So you might actually earn more revenue with multiple short stays at a premium versus one-week-long guests.
It's like, and Shauna, we are not, this is a great question. And I have to stop myself and challenge myself to think strategically when sometimes I think it's us just subconsciously wanting a break.
No, and that can't actually, that's a fair and valid point,
yes.
Sarah. Hey, guess what? Maybe you yourself, this is having awareness about you and your goals. Maybe you want to participate in this festival. Maybe it's a huge thing for the entire city and you and your family participate in it a lot. Then maybe a week-long guest is ideal instead of having multiple two-night stays. But we're also going to give you another one of maybe a shorter stay at a premium.
Because that's solving for a different goal. That's solving for a goal of simplicity in your life where you're not shutting down your short-term rental. But as long as that guest is a good guest in terms of they get in, they're happy, they, you know, there's nothing. Because that's the thing, too, is everyone wants the perfect scenario. And no matter what business you're in, humans are going to human. But let's just say that's the goal you're solving for, then that's a good solution.
And HVAC and toilets go down during week-long stays.
They do.
During the biggest festival.
Hey, when you shut your place down, pipes still leak, everyone.
Well, aren't we bringing all the goods?
Well,
so we want to talk about, these are real strategies that we use, okay?
Yes.
So we're going to go over three of them. Number one, require that week-long stay. So that works if the data shows demand for full week bookings. So you're going to want to know your booking window. If you don't know your booking window, we have what that is. We have other content about that. So check that out. So when does this festival usually get booked? Like, when are guests booking for the festival? So you're going to want to know that if you're going to require that week-long stay. Because most likely, I'm just going to go out on a limb, they're booking further out because they want to secure their week-long stay. So number one, require week-long stay, but you need to be very aware of your booking window, because if it's getting closer and you're still not booked, or you're within your booking window and you're not booked for that week-long, you might blow it and sit empty. Okay, option B, you want to allow shorter stays at premium rates. Premium. And I want to challenge everyone.
Your premium probably isn't premium enough.
We are still, to this day, like, in shock sometimes when we keep pushing rate. We thought we've hit the premium, and some event comes to town and blows that out, our old premium, our old record, out of the water. So you're going to want to capture multiple guests across the week. Again, that's where you're going to want to know what if there is a demand for those multiple two-night stays. But each booking could be priced at a premium because of those demand spikes. So you might have 3 two-night stays, but all of them at premium rates, and you crush that week-long stay because people are probably assuming a lower rate at the week-long. And then option C is a hybrid approach. You'll set a minimum stay requirement initially. Also, make sure it's priced appropriately with some of those premium rates. Like, you still, if the weekend is when they're coming in, you want to make sure that minimum stay requirement, you still have premium rates during those peak times of the festival. But as the festival gets closer, you might need to relax on your minimum night stay to capture any last minute demand at those top rates.
Let that sink in.
And if you, the biggest teaching moment right now is I really want everybody to know there is so much that goes into your dynamic pricing. This is not just a week-long festival. There are things like this happening in your town consistently. So these pricing strategies We want you to be aware of them. We want you to test them. We actually would like you to test all of these, especially let's say Sean is going to have his property for hopefully years and years and years. You could test different things during different years and see how that fares for you. But this really should, for whomever you are, wherever your property is, there are multiple strategies even throughout the year during peak season, slow season, festival season, et cetera.
We see this all the time, though. Hosts focus on rates, or hosts don't focus on rates. They focus on the length of stay. But we have to remember that is what makes the coveted, quote unquote, short-term rental gold rush. The gold rush it is, because having short stays, that is a convenience. And that is something people will pay for. So we want you to focus on rates, not length.
And the reason we want to think about this right now, I want to all of us to think about the last time you needed a 1 or 2 night stay and you paid an unbelievable amount happily, gladly, quickly, because you wanted to secure your overnight stay in that area. I will share with you. I went to the football national championship for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Planned it very last minute because you didn't even know until right before who was going to be there. And I did stay in a hotel for this because I wanted to be near the stadium. And stayed at a hotel with minimal amenities, minimal anything. And wowzers, they were getting premium rates. But again, I would gladly pay that over and over again because I needed to be in that city very near the location at that time. So I want everyone to think of when you're pricing your property and you're thinking there's no way I could get that, put yourself in the shoes of when you have done that yourself to go to a concert, a sporting event, see a family member that you really needed to see.
Or don't, because there are people in it who would never, like my husband. Oh. He would take a plane, train, and automobile to save the dollar. But to Nick, I say to him, there are people who will. And don't take our word for it. The data proves it. The data shows it, and the data is available to all of us. So study your comps during the festival, Sean. Review your market history. What is the average daily rate trend? And then price yourself at or above competition, especially for those peak nights. And the graphs in your dynamic pricing software will show you what is peak and what is not peak for that festival. So don't limit the guest travel unnecessarily. Minimum stays can work if that is the goal, is to get you a little break, to get you a breather. But if your goal is maximum revenue, that might not be the answer. It can risk cutting you off from high paying short stays.
Whew. So of course you can set that minimum stay, but the real win comes from knowing your market and pricing accordingly. That was a hard,
I sounded passionate. That's
study your past demand, your comps, your booking patterns, then decide. We are backing our decision with data. If this one full week guest or multiple shorter stays, premium rates are going to yield you the best return.
So pull up your Airbnb insights and historical booking data, or get dynamic pricing software. Compare length of stay, nightly rates, and booking windows for last year's festival, and then decide if your strategy is best served by a long minimum stay or shorter stays with higher rates, or a hybrid approach. Sean, good luck.
Listeners, take a look at your calendar. Take a look at your big events coming up so you can use this information also.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.